So the name Ollie Clifton might ring a bell. He was a fresh face around the station last year, maybe the year before as well. He moved to Wellington, study abroad. he also found himself the music editor for Salient. And while he was doing that, we started hearing tunes. They started appearing on Bandcamp under the name Rainy Weather. Ollie joins us in studio to tell us a bit more. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good, yeah, good. Yeah.
You're back.
Got in this morning.
Flew in. How's the flight out of Wellington?
Oh, fine. It was a breeze. Yeah. No pun intended. But yeah, no, got in this morning, went straight around to the Pogson household, practiced with the band for tomorrow night.
Are you performing with a band or are you performing in a band?
Yeah, so I've kind of got like I've done this weird thing where I've released like quite a lot of different music under the same name. so like some of it I play solo, some tracks like I play versions of it solo, and some we play with the band and, you know, different versions of the songs with the band. So yeah, I'm here tonight solo playing with my sampler and my silly microphone set up.
Yeah, what do we got in front of us?
What do we got? We got a SP-404 for your tech heads out there. We got a TC Helicon voice tone auto-tune running into a space echo borrowed off Ben Pogson over here, aka Satin Sheet. So that's how you get the Satin Sheet sound with this bad boy.
IGG secrets coming out.
I shouldn't be given this rig rundown. People are going to steal it. No, I wish.
And you're performing tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're playing at Golden Dawn with our friends Jim Assef from Wellington. That's Matt Pogson's band. Matt also plays in Rainy Weather, the band. So that's tomorrow night.
How's before we get into it, how's the band lineup going to work? Are you going to introduce everybody as like crowd? May I introduce to you?
No, I wish I could. We actually talked about that today. We're not going to do introductions, but me and Matt are going to trade solos at the end of the set.
Yes!
So there's going to be some really mud call and response solos going down. So look out for those.
So you're just going to solo. You're not going to be like, when people introduce their band and they get like four bars.
Oh no, no. We thought about it, but like we'll just let the crappy solos speak for themselves.
Oh gosh. Golden Dawn tomorrow night, I've got lots of questions to ask, but we'll get to those in a minute. What are we going to hear first?
All right, the first two tracks we're going to hear above this low hum is the first two tracks of my like new little album EP, whatever you want to call it. So there's an intro track called Polly, and then we're going into a track called Time. So I'll just play them together.
Cool. Oh, let's move these microphones and then we'll get them out of the way. Start the cameras rolling. You're tuned to 95 BFM. This is live radio. Yeah, can't wait. Here we go. Thank you. 95 BFM, Freak the Sheep, Rainy Weather, live in Studio 4, live and direct.
Yes.
That was bloody great.
Sure, thank you. So I had a couple of sampler mishaps, but, you know, worked through it. Hopefully it sounded all right.
You got it. That was fantastic. Let's talk about some of those rain samples, though. Did you make those yourselves?
Yeah, they're not very hard to make, believe it or not. Yeah, I couldn't tell you where that one was from. I wish I could. It'd be a nice little story. But maybe it's from my room. Probably from my room in Maurice Terrace in Wellington. If you're familiar with the central Wellington zone.
Tell me about Maurice Terrace.
Maurice Terrace was the flat I lived at this year with 11 other people, pretty much.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it was a crazy year. A lot of fun. Did a lot of fun stuff. Maurice Terrace is behind the terrace on central Wellington, in central Wellington is the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
That's where a lot of these sounds came from. And a lot of the recording was done there as well. Yeah.
It set the tone.
Yeah, I guess it set the tone for the year.
you've released three different releases, at least under Rainy Weather.
Yeah, so there was like the first one, which was like a little like guitar-y four-track thing that I recorded a lot on like a little tape machine. And then the second release got a bit more digital, more like auto-tuney electronic, started using more synthy stuff, and then this new one is like basically a synth pop thing, and the next one will hopefully merge a bit of everything and make more sense. But yeah.
why the vocoder sound, why you were drawn to that?
Well, I was just making like pretty like pop tunes with this stuff, And like, I can sing a little bit, but you know, it works with like lo-fi indie rock. But then I was like, oh, I can't sing like, you know, Villette can over like a massive like pop track. So I was like, oh, just use some autotune. And I love the way autotune sounds as well. Like, you know, as a sort of instrument, you know, like I love listening to like T-Pain. Like I love like a band called Porches who use a lot of autotune. Yeah, like I listen to a lot of, you know, trap and hip hop and stuff as well. So I was like, oh, that'll be a bit of fun. And it's fun live as well, you know, because you can just kind of go ham.
could we, I was thinking, would we be able to maybe do a live to air Freak the Sheep?
Do you want me to do a sting?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
All right, whenever you're ready.
All right.
Let me set my things right. All right. Oh, God, where's that buzz coming
Hold
from?
Hold on, camera people, can we film this as well, please?
All right. I'll turn off this delay off for you. All right. This is a rainy weather coming at you from Wellington City, and you're listening to 95 BFM Freak the Sheep. Cheers.
Tight. Thank you. Very nice. Hey, you seem to be one of, you went to Springs, right?
Yep, Western Springs College.
And you're one of the many musicians who kind of grace our airwaves who went to Springs. What is it about that place?
I don't know. A lot of lovely people, a great central zone. So I guess you're just exposed to like a lot of central quirky happenings. It's easy to kind of get into music. And I don't know, I guess just the people that went there, like, you know, we're just all surrounded with each other and we all happen to be into music. And yeah, I don't know, I guess it is a historical thing, so it must be something about the area. But
I want to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Very stoked to have gone there though, and stoked to still see a lot of the people that I went to school with around, you know, in my personal life and in the music scene.
Cool. Yeah. I noticed rainy weather's spelt all lowercase.
Yeah, I've been thinking about changing that actually. I don't know why I did that.
It's just one of those. It's yeah. Not like you're not like.
I think I just looked nicer when I was like doing some original formatting with some font or something, and I was kind of just stuck. But I don't know. There's nothing intentional there.
That's all good. I only ask because I know that there is some thoughts out there regarding, say, people. It's like a class thing. Some people use only lowercase because uppercase can be seen as, say, like a different class.
Holy moly. I might just change it I don't want to make a bold political statement accidentally.
Tell me about IGG.
IGG is like quasi internet label. It's nothing really. It's just a group of friends. So myself, one Ben Pogson, aka Satin Sheets, and Sprite 1999 as well, and a couple of boys who are in Montreal at the moment, Finn and Jeremy, who released music as Plum. Plum's been on the playlist a little bit, I think, with a track called Sting, which you might have heard. And Jeremy released music under the name Jeremy. And we all just, I don't know, started making music at the same time and started releasing it together. We did a mixtape together, which was one of my favorite things I've done. I don't know, just a group of friends who release music, basically. And you can find us, all our music, on the IGG Bandcamp, which is igggroup.bandcamp.com, I think.
Hey, before we jump into this last tune, Ollie, why do you make music?
It's fun, I guess. I don't study music, and I don't know if I, you know, this is like there's an end game here. But I have a lot of fun doing it and playing it. It's just a good time filler and fulfilling time filler. Highly recommend it to your listeners out there. Give it a crack. I actually probably started making music when I started working. Well, like I've been playing music for ages, but you know, I started taking it more seriously when I started working on Freak the Sheep, this show, and seeing, you know, people play all the time. I was like, oh, I could probably do that. And then, here I am.
Full circle.
Yeah.
You even did a sting for us, you know?
I know. I'm pretty stoked about that. Secretly, highlight of my week.
Oh, very good. Hey, this one, do you need your vocoder microphone or are you?
Yeah, but I can grab that myself.
Okay.
I don't play guitar and do that at the same time. Okay.
Sorry, just making sure.
Yeah, I might have to do a little setup thing if you can. That's kill right. 15 seconds
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, of course. Hunter, are you listening? You there, mate? come into the studio.
Hunter, come tell us the set times for the gig tomorrow and stuff like that.
He's probably in the toilet. One moment. Here he is. Oh, no, say it into the microphone. Make another zump microphone hoo-ha.
Ollie is going to be playing at 9:30.
Yes.
And Matt and Jamisif are going to be playing at 10:30.
Cool. And maybe explain to dear listeners how you're involved in the show.
Well, I wanted to see Ollie live. Yes. Basically is where it all stemmed from, because he hasn't played in Auckland before. And so I was like, yes, yes. And then started organising it with him, and then he expressed that Matt would be interested as well, so we got that together, and then I just talked to Crawley about it, and he was interested as well, so it all kind of just gelled together nicely.
Beautiful. Free, right?
Free, and on a Thursday.
Free on a Thursday.
We
at
just
the Golden Dawn.
Just good fun. Sure.
Remember, you might have heard that Golden Dawn is closing down in the new year. There's still a few months to go ahead of its closure, but you should go there as much as possible, starting with tomorrow night.
That's good stuff.
How you going, mate? I noticed you...
Ready to go.
Do you need a middle C to tune your guitar? yeah.
Oh, perfect. I think we're good.
I find that the note that I normally go for is an A. But,
right,
how are you feeling? You good?
I think this is ready to go.
All right, I'm going to
test something.
Yeah.
Nice.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Rainy Weather, 95 BFM. This is live and direct.
All right. New track here called Arrow Valley, Otto Valley 2. Dedicated to all the people who live in the lovely Otto Valley of Wellington City. Hopefully I don't mess this one up too much.